Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is a Hall of Fame NFL writer for a long time, has been one of the premier voices of the NFL. He writes for NBCSports.com. He writes the very popular Football Morning in America column. Joining us here on the show is Peter King this morning. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Damon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. We had this news come down yesterday, potential expanded postseason. Do you like a potential expanded playoffs?
You know, it's been inevitable probably for 6 or 8 years. I don't think it helps the quality of football at all. I just think it helps the owners get richer, and it helps the players make, you know, some of this money also. I think the big issue is, as it relates to the playoffs, is who is crying for more playoff games, more playoff teams? I mean, it's like candy. When the wild card weekend comes next year, and instead of two wild card games per conference, now there's going to be three. And, you know, the reason I say that nobody's crying for these games is that last year, the two teams that would have made the playoffs, neither deserved to make the playoffs, the Steelers or the Rams. And so that's why I'm kind of shaking my head. It's a money grab for the owners. That's what this is. It's not because they want to make the sport of football any better. It's that they want to make more money.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the flip side of this coin is they think that fans are going to say, oh, great, more playoffs. But the other part of this is more neutral site games, more international games. And it already feels like there's so many. Is it feasible to have 16 neutral site games every year?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, the devil is in the details with this thing. We'll find out today when the owners are all in New York right now, and they'll meet this morning and get fully briefed on this new contract proposal, this new CBA. And part of it, obviously, is having this 17th game, which you've alluded to. And so if there is a 17th game, what form exactly will that take? And you're right. There's been a lot of discussion that 17th game now will make it so much easier for the NFL to schedule and to program teams overseas because there's this extra game. And now they're going to have to figure out what to do with it. Are some teams going to be, I mean, are all 32 teams going to play a neutral site game? Are they going to play them in some rotation? Are some teams going to get an extra home game one year and an extra road game another year? Those are details that we just don't know yet.
Peter King joins us. He authors the very popular Football Morning in America column. And this week you also went into the free agency of so many quarterbacks, this quarterback domino situation that's led by Tom Brady. And one of the really interesting passages you had was the potential fit of Andy Dalton in New England. If the Patriots were to lose Brady, he retires or moves on to a different place, you thought Andy Dalton would make a lot of sense in Foxborough. What were the connections there for you?
There aren't any real connections. The reason that I think it makes sense is because Andy Dalton is Bill Belichick's kind of player. Comes in early, stays till late, shuts his mouth, plays fairly efficient football. He's not a big star, but, you know, as much as everybody wants to poo-poo the thought of having Dalton be their quarterback, I think the big thing to realize about this is that at the end of the day, if Brady leaves, somebody's got to play for him. Pick a name. Now, it might be Jared Stidham. I know the Patriots love Jared Stidham, the guy who backed up Brady last year from Auburn, so maybe it'll be him. And look, at this time of year, you're basically, because Bill Belichick is a sphinx, you don't understand what you don't know what he's going to do yet, because he's not a leaker and he doesn't have a lot of people on his staff who are leakers. So you don't really know what they're going to do yet. When the combine starts next week, kind of figure that that's when we'll start to understand something. But Damon, I think if Tom Brady is going to stay, and in a very, if Tom Brady's going to stay, what has to happen, I believe, is a meeting between he and Belichick, in which they try to come to some agreement on the personnel. I mean, this was a bad team last year when it comes to offensive personnel, skill players, and I think it was clear Brady's dissatisfaction during the course of the year. That he felt like he just didn't have enough to win there. So I think if he's going to come back, there's got to be an increase in the talent level on offense.
Peter King joins us this morning here on CBS Sports Radio. Drew Brees comes back. Now, two parts on Taysom Hill. Do you believe he can be a franchise quarterback? And do you believe Sean Payton believes he can be a franchise quarterback?
Well, as I've been saying all week since I wrote this, you know, it doesn't really matter what I think, what you think, what anybody thinks. The fact is that one of the best guys, you know, in the last 20 years to choreograph and to coach and to call offensive football, Sean Payton, is convinced that he has a guy who has the skill level of a Steve Young on his team, and that's Taysom Hill. It's just that nobody knows it yet. He hasn't done it yet. Now, that's a pretty lofty comparison, but Peyton has made it to many people. And so he's going to get a chance, Damon, unless some weird thing befalls him between now and opening day 2021. Right now, the Saints are operating under the assumption that Drew Brees plays in 2020, and then he retires, probably takes a job in TV, and then after that, it's going to be Taysom Hill's team. He'll at least get the first shot at it.
Have you heard anything, or do you have any inclination to believe whether Cam Newton is going to pass these physicals to potentially be traded, or I guess brought back to Carolina, but there's so many injury situations surrounding him. Any idea if he could pass all of those tests?
I think he can. But obviously the way the Panthers and the owner David Tepper talked last week about him, you know, basically, and I think he probably knows a little bit more than he's saying, but you know, his whole spiel was talk to me when he's healthy. There's clearly some doubt in the Panthers' minds that Cam Newton is healthy. It sounds like they're getting ready to kind of grease the skids to let him go, either to trade him or to release him so that he can go play somewhere else. The interesting thing about Cam Newton is, A, you know, nobody really knows who he is right now because, look, he played very, very well the first half of 2018. But for the last year and a half, he's had this shoulder injury that basically required surgery and caused him to miss. He's missed over a year of football, and he wasn't healthy at the end of 2018. So I think that there's a lot of people around the NFL who don't know what he is right now. And I think he's probably going to have to throw the ball for some teams before he would get a chance to be a starter again in the NFL.
One of the most prominent voices in the NFL for decades, Peter King, joining us this morning on the show. Check out his recent column, Football Morning in America, with his 10 educated guesses on the 2020 offseason quarterback movement. There's a lot of really interesting nuggets there. It all starts with, obviously, Tom Brady, but so many others, Phillip Rivers, Cam Newton, as we mentioned before, all in his column right now at NBCSports.com, Peter King's Football Morning in America piece. It's really, really a great read. Peter, it's always really fun to catch up, man. I appreciate it so much. Thanks so much today.
Thank you, Damon. You have a good day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.